Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 129, the world is mine. Here with my little man, my homeboy, my red-headed sexy man-child, Alex DePonte.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What time is it?
It's Within Brim Skin time.
Oh, wait, it's that time again?
It's that time.
Oh my God, where did the time go?
Well, a whole week has gone past.
Oh God, you know, it just seems like we did this yesterday.
It's like dun 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 dun.
Oh my God.
Dun 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 dun.
Actually, I think we're a little late this time. Feels like a little off.
Well, yeah, because we're going up later than we're supposed to be going up.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, we were supposed to be up yesterday, but you know, now we're stuck going up late.
It happens.
It shouldn't happen, though, Alex. Alex, it's not your fault this week, though.
Yeah, this week it wasn't my fault. I was perfectly prepared to show up on Monday.
I know. Well, didn't you do anything on Labor Day?
Yeah, I worked all day.
What were you doing? You were in the studio all day? I had no idea.
I was teaching students all day.
All right. There you go. All right. Anyway, as always, with Brim Skin, brought to you by Mane & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology. The right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
So, before I get into all of my stuff and things,
you got stuff and things?
I've always got stuff and things.
Stuff and things are good, though,
stuff
sometimes.
Stuff and things are very good. What do you call it? I want to know about your Hershey Park experience.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, my favorite roller coaster was Storm Runner. Yeah. It launches you. It's a launching coaster, kind of like Hulk.
Okay.
And it's built by the same company that built Kingda Ka.
Ooh.
And also El Toro.
Oh.
Two of the best roller coasters definitely at Six Flags.
I don't know, man, because Kingda Ka, when I was there, were dropping the dummies out of it, and that didn't make me feel warm and squishy.
I'm sure that didn't make you feel
so
good.
I've never gone on Kingda Ka.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Simply because of that. You know what I'm saying? And I love coasters.
They fixed that problem, though.
I've gone on many a coasters that are crazy and crazier than Kingda Ka. But at the end of the day, when I saw the dummies falling out of it, I said, this dummy is not going to be that dummy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute, because I actually have something to add to that about Kingda Ka's brother. I think we talked about that, the roller coaster accident. I don't know if we did. Anyway, Fahrenheit was cool. Fahrenheit is a coaster that has a 97-degree drop, so it goes past straight down, which is really cool.
Okay.
And it goes 100%, like 90 degrees up.
Okay.
Candemonium is a nice B&M, just kind of coaster. It just doesn't have any really inversions or anything. It just is a nice airtime coaster.
Okay.
So those were cool. We rode a lot of them, probably like 4 or 5 times.
Nice.
And we had to get the fast passes, though.
Really? They didn't do the whole, hey, this is Alex from GHR?
No.
Really? You didn't do it?
I did not.
You wanted to be incognito, huh?
Yeah, sure.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. If I could have totally gotten away with not spending $160 each on fast passes, I totally would have.
Well, you should have said something. You should have done it.
Yeah, I should have messaged you and been like, yo, Brim.
I would have called them for you.
It would have been nice.
Yeah.
Next time. There's next time. I'm going to King's Dominion next year, so.
Yes.
Anyway.
I would still like to go to that place. I think we spoke about it.
I don't think we did
on air, though.
Maybe not. I mentioned this briefly because you mentioned Kingda Ka. Kingda Ka's little brother, unfortunately, may be out of commission for good forever.
Really?
There was a brake fin that was bent and the coaster hit it going like 100 miles an hour.
Oh, Lord.
And that brake fin like snapped off and hit a woman in the head.
No.
Yeah.
Is she dead?
They did not release the condition.
Oof.
She's in the ER. I believe she's alive. But it seems like that coaster's probably going to be torn down now.
And new ownership is going to be taking over.
No, definitely not.
No?
No, Cedar Point owns... that's a Cedar Point coaster, and Cedar Point is way too big to sell their park.
No. That's not what I meant. I meant that, you know, she's going to pretty much own the park.
No, she's not going to own the park.
If after that...
Cedar Point, that would be like somebody having
I would sue the crap out of them.
Yeah, but if you sued Disney, you're not going to own Disney World.
No, I would own a good portion of it, though.
You're not going to own a good portion of Disney World. They're not going to let it go. It's same thing like Cedar Point. Cedar Point's not going to let their... They have a few parks out there, and they're not going to let that one go.
All right.
Well, they might just tear down the coaster, but you know.
But you, I think you missed my point in the fact that like you're gonna make a lot of money from them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's gonna get a lot of money.
So essentially, suing them and taking their park from them might not be the whole park, but you're gonna get a nice big fat check. Although she might never be right in the head. So no. You know, that's unfortunate and sad. I would like to say I don't think you noticed, but right over your shoulder is a brand new trophy.
The blue one.
Yeah.
It says like the dot.
The .com awards.
That's cool.
So we won for entertainment, original series, best original series, and entertainment, best website.
There's so many trophies next to me. I feel so special.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's great.
It's beautiful, and it's like a pretty display, too.
I can't wait to melt them down.
You cannot melt them down.
Do you remember we talked about that a while ago?
Yes. The .com one, though, is a circle, so we could technically make that into the necklace like we were talking about.
It's like kind of a circle. It has a few pieces missing. I think you need to return this trophy and get your full circle back.
Get the full circle back.
Yeah, look, they it is missing parts. They gave you an incomplete trophy.
It's incomplete.
Return it.
Delete.
Yep.
Oy, Kvalt. What do you call it? How much time do we have left in this segment?
Good like question. 5.
5 minutes?
Yeah, okay. Like 5 minutes.
Because somebody.
I'm super off today, guys.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed. Hey, but my intro was kind of funny.
It was funny. It was very funny. It was amusing. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I talked about roller coasters. This is more than I usually talk.
Yeah. No, you talk a lot.
I do. But you usually do a lot of the talking. Yeah. Usually you're like, Alex, what the hell? What's up with you today?
Yeah.
And now I've done a lot of talking.
And you're still like,
what the hell's up with you today?
Well, no, I didn't say. Listen, man. Beggars can't be choosers. I'm happy when you're sitting and yapping.
I'm yapping.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't stop me from yapping today.
That's good. So what do you call it? This past week was lots of stuff.
My party that you did not come to.
I wasn't invited.
You were invited. I invited you a month ago. In fact, it's on air.
No.
It's on air.
I don't believe it unless I hear it.
I can go. I will go back.
Your thoughts and beliefs may be, you know, all well intentioned, sir. But you know, I can tell you right now that it is untruth.
You know what's really funny? What's really funny is while you're gone, right? Because you're gonna come back to do voiceover work, right? After I'm done doing the
you're
show that's coming to the
you're
studio.
You're gonna grab the clip, aren't you?
I'm gonna grab the clip, and as soon as you sit down in that chair, I could be like, "Hey, Brim. What was that about an invitation?"
First and foremost, you'll never find it. you're gonna.
I know it was a month ago.
Okay. Second of all,
so that gives me a start.
Second of all, what do you call it? I love you, but you're too lazy to go.
You're right. I am, but I might do it before I go to Mexico.
Okay. Well, I remember you telling me and saying yes, you know, inviting you, and I told you, but Alex, I'm gonna be away that week, and you're like, oh well.
I mean, I can change the day.
You could have changed the day.
I could not.
How could you not change the day?
Because my GM, it was the only day that he had off, too.
Who the hell's a GM?
My general manager.
For what?
For my lessons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one that, like, is in charge of everything. He makes sure, you know, what students go. I mean, he also helps other people do this, too. Like, I'm not the only person that works for him.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
Why am I out of my mind?
So, hold on. Hold on a second. So, that GM is more important to have than me? Thank you, Alex.
He couldn't come to my last party, and I felt really bad.
And I wasn't invited to your last party, and you don't feel bad.
You were invited. You just didn't know the day.
I was not invited.
You could have come. It was an open invitation.
No, you said, I can only have a couple of people because it's at my parents' house.
Oh, yeah, that was Megan's birthday party. Yeah, you can't come to Megan's birthday party.
Why?
You don't know Megan. We discussed this already.
But again, why don't I know Megan? I should know Megan.
Well, she hasn't come here.
Megan.
I need to. Yeah,
I know. She has been here before. But I wasn't here when she was here.
Yeah, she has been here.
Sir, all right. Thank you very much.
Well, you could have met her at that party.
Well, I wasn't invited.
You were invited.
No, I was not.
At
you're talking
the
about
last
this one.
Yeah, the last one.
Okay, well, at the end of the day, you know I couldn't do that because
you were busy. I know.
I was not going to be here. So what do you call it? And we'll see if I'm ever invited to anything else. But what do you call it?
You're invited to all future parties that I throw. Here's the next one. The next one I'm throwing is going to be around Halloween.
Okay. Well, you let me know, and we'll figure it out.
I'll let you know. And so, it's on the record right now as of 9/8/2021.
So, by the way, so for the Halloween episode of GHR, Tom and I might be doing a, what do you call it, Mermaid Man and
Barnacle Boy.
Yeah.
You guys should have a GoPro, like, attached to you guys.
Yeah.
And you should go through, like, a really, really scary haunted thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, I swing. I hurt people. I can't.
No, you should do it.
No, no,
it
but
it would be great
I
viewership.
That's the thing. I can't. So,
but you totally could.
Anyway, is that about time?
It is about that time.
Greg,
but I think we're talking about you being a wuss.
And you're listening to Within
Brim. We'll pick up on that as soon as we get back from our break. And let's take a couple minutes and be back.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, people? We're back to Within Brim's Skin, and apparently he has nothing within his skin.
I'm surprised that you actually can still move after I beat the snot out of you during the break.
Ow, oh, God, my legs. Oh, jeez.
How dare you?
Oh, I can't move. Guys, I'm paralyzed from the waist down.
Son of a
bitch. You're scum between my toes.
Fucking mean, obnoxious things to me.
Hey, listen, it you could do it.
No, here's the thing. And I've said it before, I've said it for years, I have gone through them before, and the problem is I have a reflex where if they jump at me, I'm going to swing.
That sounds like a you problem.
No, it sounds like a them problem, because if I knock them the F out, I'm the one that's going to be locked up.
Well, I mean, other people could do it. Other people go through. They're just as scared.
Right. No, I'm not scared. That's the thing. It's a reflex.
Reflex. Well, then you need to take your reflexes feet back,
Alex,
so you don't punch them.
So this was, I'll tell you a story. Did you ever hear the Salem story?
Is it that? No, never mind. I'm thinking of that stupid house thing. No.
What stupid house thing?
The one that, like, tortures you.
What are you talking about?
What that?
Oh, that
the
one.
Yeah,
oh,
that
it's
one.
It's not a house that tortures you. It's people that torture you in the house. McCamey Manor, you're talking
yeah, that
about.
Thing.
Yeah, no, not that one. I'm talking about, so, okay, years ago, before I was even with Danielle, I was with my ex-wife.
Okay.
And we went to Salem, and at the time.
And she scared you when you punched her.
Will you shut the hell up and listen to this conversation? I'm trying to tell you a story, and you're not listening to me.
I am listening.
Jesus Christ.
Were you nuts?
How would I have interrupted with something relevant to the story if I was not listening?
But it's not relevant to the story.
It was. You took your ex-wife to Salem, and you're talking about like a punching thing, so I went ahead and assumed.
I never hit my ex-wife.
I was making a joke.
I know, but I just want to put it out there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now moving
That's
forward.
A good thing to put out there.
Yes.
Feminism.
So,
let's go.
So we went to this spot, and what do you call it? We go in, and I recall it was really quiet. Nobody else was there. The guy was behind the counter, and he had this like Dracula like
like a cape
like thing on. And I said to him, he's like, oh, you know, we can go through the wax museum, the haunts, and so forth. And I'm like, okay, you know, like we'll be willing to do it. But, you know, I want to make sure that nobody's going to jump out at me, because I've had issues before where I was about to swing, and, you know, a couple of times I did, and a couple of times I was able to hold it back. A
couple of times it did.
So, well, yeah, that's another long story. But what do you call it? So he's like, no, nobody jumps out. No, nobody jumps out at you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, sure. So what do you call it? I paid. The two of us walked in the first room, okay? The first room, the same jackass that told me that nobody jumps out.
Yeah.
Jumps out. Rah! You know, and I
punch.
Hauled off, jacked him so hard, the guy was knocked the F out for God knows how long. It's probably about 5-10 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. He came to, and what do you call it? And I, so I, and I was screaming. I was like, I told you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, like I said, I warned you, you know, and he's like, I'm going to call the police. I'm like, oh, great. You know what I mean? So that's why I don't like going into these things, because that's the crap that happens. Also, so farther back.
All right. Hold on.
Go ahead.
I have a solution then.
Oh, yeah?
We send Tom in, and you will do commentary over it.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Or Kim. You can send Kim. She'll never do it.
Can we send the two of them in?
Yes. But
he
might try to protect her and hit some.
Nah, it'll be fine. He's not you.
In a million years, I don't think that either of them would go through it. Kim would be terrified.
Oh,
I
would love to do it.
So okay, so I'll go forward instead of backward. Forward, I brought them with me to, when I was doing the signings, and they did a couple of signings with me for the haunt that was upstate across the way from New York Renaissance Fair.
Okay.
So I used to do that every single year. It was like my thing. It was like homecoming. I would come there. I would do you know, the event there. I can't believe I'm blanking out on the name, because it's been about 3-4 years.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, yeah, no, but it was like, it's the New York Ren Fairs. It was their haunt. And what do you call it? We would be there. I was there every single year. It was homecoming for me. I would always be on tour. I'd come back. I'd hit that. And then I would always be back for New York Comic Con. You know what I mean?
So okay.
That was like.
So you had a schedule.
It was the schedule. So every single year it was the same thing. So there, I've been through that a million times. When nobody else is in there, which is also spooky as shit.
Okay.
So going through, and it's shut down, which is why we don't do it anymore. Uh-huh. What do you call it? Because there was the big storm, and it flooded, and that was that.
Oh, that's sad.
But when I tell, like, I did my, you seen the like the photo that's up in the front that's on the floor by my desk?
I'm gonna just say yes, but I'm too tired to remember right
okay.
now.
Well, you can actually probably see it from where you're sitting. It's down over there. So what do you call it? That is inside the haunt. There's what do you call it? There. I've done two different photo shoots in the haunt, and I've been through it during. Now it's spooky. Okay. Now when we went through there, I brought Kim and Tom through. Wait, no, Tom wasn't there. I don't think I brought Kim and somebody else through there who used to work with us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what do you call going through? Kim was like, "Oh my God, I'm scared." And the lights were all on. They were all on.
That's kind of funny.
And it was crazy. We were going through, and and there was a girl in there who was dressed, but she wasn't doing anything. She was just sitting down and waiting because she was getting ready to work.
Uh-huh.
And Kim turned the corner and screamed bloody murder. But the place itself, we're pretty sure it was haunted anyway.
Oh.
So, like, okay. Everything there was freaky as sin.
So freaked out.
Yeah. Very freaky as sin. And, but, you know, we loved going there every single year. I cannot believe that I can't remember the goddamn name.
You know, I'm actually trying to remember one, too. There's, like, a really, really scary one, like, that is on Long Island. Like, it's, like.
What, the Bayville thing?
Which one?
Bayville Fright Fest or something? I don't remember.
Oh, something like that. There was like a. I know it has two parts. Like, okay. One is like an open field, okay. And I remember they chased us around with chainsaws and stuff like that. That was ridiculous.
Well, that's the thing, too. So these people are coming at you. You can't necessarily, you're not supposed to hit them, but they can touch you. You know what I'm saying?
No, they couldn't touch you at the one I'm talking about.
But you
don't
know if they're going to touch you or not.
They say in the beginning.
Okay.
They told us in the beginning.
They say it at the beginning, but it doesn't make a difference because some
people. Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
You know, hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? Right on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling. Like that joint down the road.
I know. You got to worry about that.
You had the option of going through the building.
We offer sustenance and substance. Two separate things.
Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
No, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak. Maybe it was but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And that's all haunted, too.
We recommend our sandwich Mike's
way. Oh, Forrest Appeared. That's
the place
that I was every single year.
That's the one that you're talking about? Oregano and salt.
And it was a great haunt.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
Listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on bubble one with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. That's our number eight. The club. Somebody.
Yeah, I know.
Dark side.
I've been addicted to you guys.
Dark side haunted house.
Oh my god, that was.
So I've been to a few.
You said
you've like, been
gonna
to
blow
the
it, kid. The kid'll squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's gotta eat. A happy wife.
I think I've been to
Chamber
of Horrors.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards house though before you ring me up.
Gotta make sure to earn them extra points towards
the free subs.
Yeah.
By the way, you can save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Jersey Mike's at a Long Island location.
Jericho Turnpike in Comac, Little Country Road in Selden, and Portia Road in Lake Ronkonkoma. I'm fine going into it. I've done shoots and
you'll punch them.
But I will swing because people don't know. They think they're doing their job, and they are.
Everybody thinks they are.
But I've come from where I come from, you know what I mean, and what I grew up with. If you get into my personal space, and by surprise,
in a world
West,
where our food
I'm going
is unseasoned by the
jar.
Proper
I'm
sauces,
there
they
is
had
one
a bunny
sauce
that
in,
has that extra
when, there was
special
a place
umami boost
the owners,
in which you
and what do you call every year he wanted to come through and see how it was. I would go through because it wasn't like super crazy.
Yeah, your mind,
but then
body,
there was
and soul
this
for that terrific touch of soy ore.
Comes with a bunny outfit and a chainsaw.
That was turning all the taste buds into a
oh, man.
Food.
You know,
they didn't
have
flavor
without the blade, without the actual like blade.
You know that.
Taste the tongue. So the same great recipe for 300 years.
Come on,
enhance the essence of every meal by making your sweet come on and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinades,
and other mouth. Ordering products
I'm
from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
So I jacked the guy up, and I was like, and I
saw
the snot at him, and he lost his job because,
hey, Noah,
you know, you're not supposed to be,
story,
why are you in this guy's face?
Troll,
you know, aside from the fact that we know him, he's one of
our listening to
you know what I'm saying?
Brim like, skin with
and, but I jacked him up. I did. I felt
once
bad about
upon
it.
Upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, you're still fresh from this morning's bath.
When I went to
Mane and Tail Deep Moisturizing Shampoo and Conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear Prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled Woman of the Water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you,
we really thought they were
wait, what happened to your hair? Legend say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Down.
It was once, but 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair.
Dear Prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Old Shopping Centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convenient.
convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
What up?
So, what do you call it? I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple things that were going on this past week. One, I don't know if you saw, but, you know, GNR, Guns N' Roses, was playing at one of the big festivals, and they have, like, a strict 10 o'clock p.m. shutdown.
Do they really?
And what do you call it?
Oh, is the festival that has the strict?
Yeah, yeah. And they were 3 minutes into Paradise City, and they shut the sound off on GNR.
That's so funny.
Meanwhile, what do you call it? David Grohl
of
Foo Fighters.
Oh yeah,
Dave Grohl was up on stage with them playing the song with
them. Oh my god! So they shut off the lights on Dave Grohl. All right, I don't feel bad about them shutting it off on like Guns N' Roses.
I do. I mean, I'm friends with the guys in the band.
Axl?
Not Axl. I have nothing. I want nothing to do with Axl.
Well,
but
what?
I know Duff. I know Frank Ferrer, and you know, and Dizzy.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
You know, like you know, for me, like I was like, wow. And Bumble used to be with them.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't really look bad on them. It looks bad on Axl though.
No, they didn't do anything.
I know they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything wrong. They were playing. They were trying to finish the song.
I know, but the fans are going to blame Axl.
No.
Out of all of them.
You know what was really great?
What?
All the fans that shut down, right? They didn't know that they were shut down because they still heard through their headphones and the stage their own equipment. They didn't know the big speakers were off.
So they were still playing.
So they were still, they played the entire time. And then the audience sang all the whole song back to them.
That's kind of funny.
So it was really, really cool. And I'm glad that they actually did that. So that's one thing in music this week I had to get out there too.
Who's playing with them right now? The guitar player.
Slash.
It is Slash.
Yeah,
right
Slash
now.
Is back.
Okay.
Because it's like the original lineup, more or less. I think Izzy's the only one who's not back.
Okay.
And Steven Adler, because Frank Ferrer, who's the friend of mine, he's drumming for them. And what do you call it? Then you've got, I don't know if you know who Lil Uzi is, Lil Uzi Vert.
No.
Okay. There's so many Lils in rapping right now, in hip hop and so forth. But, you know, this guy, Lil Uzi, he has a pink diamond. That's worth like $24 million. That's embedded into his head.
I do know who this is.
Okay.
I know about that.
And he went, what do you call it, crowd surfing.
Oh, my God, and
week,
he lost it.
And the thing got ripped out of his freaking head. He's lucky because he was able to get it. He had it, so he didn't lose it, but it's worth $24 million.
Okay, but here's the thing. So let's say a fan got it.
Right.
What are they going to do with it?
What do you mean, what are they going to do with it?
I mean...
keep it? Sell it? Who knows?
Where? Because the thing
black
is...
black market, sir.
Yeah, no. It's going to be hard to sell because they're going to know whose diamond it is.
Maybe, maybe not.
It's
going
to be hard to pass around. You're probably not going to get $24 million for it. You're probably only going to get like half that.
But at the end of the day, even at that, whatever it is, I'm sure that there would be a nice reward for finding something like that.
Yeah, yeah, the person that found it. Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Then you got a rat on your friend.
Well, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day...
sorry, boy, $12 million. I need it.
At the end of the day, he got the diamond back, but it's like a flawless pink diamond. Now he has like a metal bar in his head instead of the diamond.
You know, it's a smarter choice.
Yeah, well, I think the smarter choice would have been not, you know, going crowd surfing with a diamond that's worth that much in your forehead.
Maybe just don't buy the diamond. What's the point of having the $24 million?
There's no point.
The point was to have it in his head, and now it's not even in his head.
There's no point. There's no point whatsoever.
He could wear it on a ring.
Meanwhile, on top of that, you know, the fact of the matter is he's been paying this thing off from what he said since like 2016, 17 or something. So, you know, like...
It's not even paid off.
No. So, anyway... that being said, that happened. I think that's a little wild. This past week, what do you call it? We did the Hampton Classic with our friends over at Main and Tail, which was always an awesome time. What do you call it? I went over there.
Got to pet the horses?
No, no, we didn't pet horses, but we watched them do all their jumps and all that jazz. And it's just such a ritzy event, and it's really, really fun to be there. And what do you call it? And again, with great people, mane and tail, I love them to death. So what do you call it? We had some good times there. And after that, I was in Connecticut because it was my sister's wedding. So we wound up going over there out to Connecticut and spent the 2 days there because we had that. And then Sunday was Haley's 11th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. So what do you call it? So we wound up we stayed there, you know, because my daughter and her boyfriend had met us out. You know, the older daughter, Samantha.
Yeah, obviously. I hope not Haley.
No. Met us out in Connecticut for the wedding. And then, you know, they were there. So we got to have our whole family, you know, together for her birthday. And we wound up, you know, going to a nice breakfast. We went to a nice lunch. And then in between, they did a little shopping. And then we went to some of the orchids and everything. So we went out there and did picking.
Nice.
And the place is beautiful. Beautiful. Different mm-hmm. than here. Here on the island out east, it's like flat, you know, flat land.
It is flat,
I mean.
Yeah.
Out there where we went, like the orchids were like rolling hills and like
it's kinda cool.
Beautiful, beautiful backgrounds. You know, it was so nice. So we had a great time with that. Apples, pears, peaches, nectarines. Have you ever had an Asian pear?
No.
Wow, bro.
I've never been to Asia.
You don't need to be in Asia. These we got here. Okay. The trees don't need to be in Asia. It's an Asian pear.
That would just be an American pear.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
The tree is originated.
If it is grown here, that pear is an American citizen.
I'm not going to fight with you on this. I am not going to fight with you on this. What do you call it? Is a pear an American citizen? Oh, my God.
Are you seriously looking that up? I actually got you to look up is a pear an American citizen? Because no, they're not.
No, no. It's going in the description of the show.
Oh.
It was a good line.
That's a good question to answer.
It was a good line. It was a good line. I saw my parents. I haven't seen my father and my stepmother in a while. What do you call it? My sister, like I said, she got married. So congratulations, Lori and Lou. Also, on the real crappy part of this week, I lost not one, but two friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah, one to suicide. What do you call it?
Oh,
the other one to COVID.
God.
So here we are again, you know, Suicide Awareness Month.
I'm so
and,
sorry.
You know, the first person to go was my friend Daphne, what do you call it, who, you know, was in the wrestling world, and she was a great girl, and she was always such a good person, and she was a sweetheart, and she was, you know, a pleasure to be around, and she was just, she had her problems, she had her demons, and a lot of us tried to get in touch with her, and apparently nobody was able to reach her, and she was having some issues, and you know, did a live, I guess, you know, on Instagram, and I heard about that part after, and what do you call it? She was found, you know, gone the next day.
Oh my God!
So that was that. Then the hot sauce world, my what do you call it? One of my friends from the hot sauce world, one of the chili heads that everybody loves and adores, big name in hot sauce, John Dilly from DefCon Sauces. So he passed away from COVID. What do you call it? And you know,
was he vaccinated? Do you know?
No, he was not. As a matter of fact, he was put into the hospital. And then he, not only did he get put into the hospital, but what do you call it? He was let go. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know what the situation was, but he was like out in a bar the next day. But he was still, you know, diagnosed with COVID. So I don't know what happened, but apparently it was a downward spiral from there. Went back to the hospital. I think that, I don't know what happened. I know the last thing I had seen was that he was fighting for his life. I sent my regards, because right, wrong, or indifferent, I still love the guy. And what do you call it? And he didn't make it. So,
Get
your vaccines, people. And if you don't, you know, like,
95% chance that it will keep you out of emergency room hospitals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get the booster, too. I don't care.
Yeah,
shoot me in the ass if you need to.
Need
I don't give a damn if you don't do it. You know, look, to each their own. There are reasons why people aren't doing it. But in my opinion, there's no reason not to.
There's not a really good. People were saying that they were waiting for the FDA to approve it. Well, the FDA has approved it now.
Well, they approved the
Pfizer.
The Pfizer one. No,
yeah.
The Johnson & Johnson.
No, Pfizer.
The Pfizer one?
Yep.
Yeah, the Pfizer one.
100%. I know this.
I got Moderna. So, you know. But
doesn't matter. Moderna is actually, it seems like, is more actually effective against the Delta variant.
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully.
Yep. Hopefully. It seems like it's more effective.
It's just, you know, it
but
is
But it doesn't matter.
Is.
You got it, and so there is above a 90% chance that it's going to keep you out of a serious hospital
visit.
Well,
and you know how I was when I had it. So
exactly.
It was, you know,
so.
And, you know, and what's crazy is that, you know, with the whole, you know, shots and no shots and all this crap, you know, I don't understand why people can't just go and do the right thing, man. I just don't understand
well,
the fighting behind it.
I mean, the thing is that if you believe that the shot is going to, you know, manipulate you or change your genetics or do something crazy.
They're going to know where I am. They're putting a chip in my system. You fucking moron. You have a phone attached to your head 24/7.
Yeah,
they know where you are and
what
you're doing.
If you, yeah.
Idiots.
Obviously. But, like, you know, if you listen to somebody that's been feeding you this misinformation for years and years and years,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't really blame you that much. Like,
well,
I kind of blame the person that's feeding you the disinformation.
I also blame the person for not being smart enough to know better.
Some
but
people
anyway,
aren't that smart, though.
It is what it is. What do you call it? Listen, do what's best, people. As always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Within Brimskin. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Make sure you hit us up on all the social media. Also, Tuesdays, you can catch the Dirty Little Secrets Club with me and my girl, Dana. What do you call it? Wednesdays, Truly Inconsequential, and Thursdays, The Grindhouse Radio. We'll see you next week.